Blog Talk Radio.
I remember my old man. He worked in the oil fields, and I could never understand why. The dirt and grease on his hands, driving home at sundown, making just enough to get us by. When I left home, I swore I'd make it rich some other way. I didn't know where I was going, but my dad would always say, pray out loud, make us proud, and son, don't forget where you come from. A few years out on the road, working on the high lines, but got laid off in the spring. Our boatyards and sold used cars, I worked nights down at the bars. Yeah, I tried damn near everything. I had to find my own way, no matter what he said. But the sound of his voice was still ringing in my head. Pray out loud, make us proud, and son, don't forget where you come from. Forget where you come from. Now I'm breaking ground on my own. Oceans of oil fields, and my hands get dirty every day. A big house in San Antonio, I'm living a good life, but my home seems far away. No matter where I am, each night before I fall asleep, I'll always think of what my daddy said to me. Pray out loud, make us proud, and son, don't forget to pray out loud, make us proud, and son, don't forget where you come from. I remember my old man, he worked in the oil fields. Now I understand why.
That was Cal Parker, Don't Forget Where You Come From. I love that song. It is such a beautiful message in that song, Don't Forget Where You Come From. And I love the journey of Cal Parker and what he stands for. Hello, hello, and welcome to the edition of Soul Talk Show. I am now... You are now, and I am too as well, listening to SOL Speak Out Loud, Cast Versus Production. I am your girl, none other than actress, TC. That's right, you have tuned into the number one buzz station, and we're excited to have you sitting at the table with us. What is the soul? I get asked this question all the time, and constantly I'm giving out exactly what the soul is. So here again, the soul brings you all of your favorite actors and actresses, what's going on in their lives. We'll be speaking on the ins and the outs, the ups and the downs, and what we do, finding out what happens behind the scenes of our popular shows and entertainment and projects. What our guests are working on is what we want to know. What's brewing in their pot? Yes, so I have the first side edition for you today. I have the tea for you, the inside edition, coming to you from the SOL Talk Show. And I am joined today by none other than a star, a queen in herself and her making, actress Judy Serta, a phenomenal woman and inspiration to many. She is a warrior, you guys. She is a soldier. She is definitely breaking barriers. She is doing all kinds of great things. I have been having such a fun time following her lately. Secretly, I was following her before I actually friend requested her. But nevertheless, I was actually just finding out about her and what she was up to. And I'm telling you guys, you are in for a treat today. I want to welcome you in. Yes, you, the ones that are listening via Blog Talk, and we appreciate you joining us on this beautiful day. We also welcome the ones to our family table. The number, if you are on the Blog Talk and you would like to call in so that you can speak to me or my guest, you can call 914 803-4442. Press 1 to speak to our guest or me, your host. The soul is the place you want to be. Why? Well, I'll tell you why. Ask, well, here we're basically letting down our hair. We're giving you the ins and outs. We're giving you the acting world. We're giving you great tips. We're telling you our personal and up-close encounters in the entertainment industry and our journeys as well. We have a plethora of great news and exciting events happening as well, so I'm going to make sure that I get those to you today. Also, again, like I stated earlier, I have Miss Queen actress Judy Serta. I'll give you guys her social media, how to find her, especially after you start hearing her journey and everything that she has to offer, the industry and life itself in the world. You guys are going to want to follow this phenomenal woman. So nevertheless, I'll stop talking. I know that TC can get very long-winded, so I'll go ahead and introduce my guest today. Again, that song that we were listening to was by Cal Parker, Don't Forget Where You Come From. And I want to welcome again to the Soul Table, Miss Judy Serta. If you would like to just let the people know that you are here at the table with us and that we are sitting amongst family.
Hi, thanks for listening in.
Thank you. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Yeah,
good,
I was
good.
Really looking forward to this interview.
Absolutely. I was, too, because I see some great things that you are getting into, and I'm not going to spill it out right now. I do want to take time to give you honors as well and just kind of give, like, a quick brief, you know, bio as to what you've been up to and what you've been doing thus far that I've been able to find out about you. And then, of course, I would love for you to elaborate, if that's okay.
Sure, that's fine.
Absolutely.
Well, let me see. I'll
so you guys-
start with my... I'll start with my latest project. I just filmed yesterday a great music video for someone who's a real legend in the rap and electronica music genre. His name is The Egyptian Lover, and he has a new song coming out soon called International Freak, and I was a dancer in his video yesterday, which was a great experience. We used a nice studio in San Francisco, and he hired some females to be the dancers and had the makeup artist put Egyptian style makeup on us, which is why if you look at my Facebook page, you'll see my profile picture with an awful lot of makeup on me. And he also hired some male dancers to be aliens because it's supposed to be about a future bar in outer space. So it's a really great song, and those of you who love his music are going to be really impressed with it. So it was a really fun time, and that music video should be released this summer.
Awesome, awesome. So we can't wait to hear that and see that as well, that music video. And you said it's called Egyptian Lover. And I'm sorry, what was that? Something about a freak. What was that again?
Yes, the name of the song is International Freak. The artist's name is Egyptian Lover. So if you Google him, you'll see what he's done. He's been around since the late 80s. He was famous for a song called Egypt, I Need a Freak. And he's been steadily doing other music since then, all the way up till the 2000s. So this is a new music video of his, and it was just a really great music video we did yesterday. Everybody got along good, had a good time, and I think we had some good dancers in it.
Good, good. So did you get your dance on?
Oh, yes, I sure did. It was a fun time.
Absolutely. And I do see, too, as well, that you just that you have booked some things as a brand ambassador, which is amazing, too, as well. And that's a major accomplishment for me, myself, that I would love to accomplish one day. Could you elaborate on that? I mean, what are you a brand ambassador for? Where did you just pick up that from?
Well, I do this in between other acting gigs because in this business, of course, you can't guarantee every week you're going to have a commercial, a TV show, or a film. So it's helpful to keep the income coming in, to keep yourself afloat. So I registered with some agencies as a brand ambassador because I have emceed shows before and hosted different events. So now I work for different companies when they call me and need me to work, if I'm available. I've worked for Facebook, Google, eBay, Neiman Marcus, different companies, and I'm working for another company in San Francisco on Wednesday, and it's basically helping to run games at companies to encourage team building. It's doing different things, different events for them, sometimes emceeing, explaining the rules, and it's a great time, and I feel like I'm still doing some kind of entertaining, yet at the same time I'm working, and it's steady when I want it to be. I can do different things different weeks, and if I'm busy with filming and am not available, that's okay, too.
That's good. That's good. And having that flexibility is amazing. That's actually what you want to try to go for as far as a goal, you know, in being an actor and an actress, because you just never know when you might pick up from an audition. You know, you could have done 15 auditions and yet not heard anything, and doing the brand ambassador is great to keep you busy, like you said, but the fact that you have that flexibility to be is awesome too, because once you get called back for filming or a commercial or a TV show, then of course you still have your schedule to be open for you.
Right,
that's good.
Exactly.
That's really, really good.
Exactly. It would be really hard for somebody to maintain a full-time job and be an actor or actress, because a lot of the auditions happen during the week on weekdays, and you need to be available for those, because if you miss them, you're missing out on an opportunity. And when you get cast, a lot of times it is during the week, although it's weekends too. It can also be evenings. This business is really flexible in that it has different times for different projects, so you never know when you're going to get cast and what your times and days are going to be.
Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that. And I want to kind of just give a little bit more too as well, you guys. Miss Judy, is it okay if I call you by your first name?
Yes, oh, definitely.
All right. Absolutely. Thank you, Judy. Well, Judy is an actress who has done many, many commercials, and I actually was looking at one of your commercials that you did with I forgot what it was, but it was actually some kind of a commercial on your YouTube that you actually have on your Facebook page too as well. And you were sitting, I think, in a peach shirt. I forgot what the commercial was about, but it was actually interesting too. It was an infomercial. I seen that. And then, of course, she's doing TV shows and movies and music videos, as she mentioned, especially with the Egyptian Lover recently, doing the International Freak. And then, of course, doing training videos as well. Now, with the training videos, are those exercise videos, or what exactly are the training videos?
Oh, no, training videos means that they're for companies. A lot of times, for example, I've worked in medical videos, or most recently played a daughter to a father who was supposedly having heart problems, and we act out different scenes on film in order to train the medical students on how to deal with family situations. So you're training them, and they want to hire actors for that. And then I've done different corporate videos where I'm playing an office worker or an executive, and it shows a certain situation going on in order to train executives and different types of positions how to deal with this, how to deal with difficult clients, how to deal with problems in the workforce. So they're really fun because I get to use my acting skills, but then they're also helping other people too in their respective companies and fields.
Awesome. And then also, Judy has been in the entertainment business, you guys, since she was a little girl, and she started off dancing, so hence her being inside of the music videos. She started off dancing and performing in groups. Judy quotes, and I'm going to quote you as well, "Acting has always been my passion, and I love portraying different characters in great projects. It is a very competitive business, and I work hard at submitting myself, auditioning, and doing my best when I get the role." She competes against herself every time, basically, is what she's telling you guys, to do even better, to improve her performance each time. Her favorite genre for TV and movies are horror and science fiction. We'll get along great with that, because horror is one of my favorite genres.
Oh, yes.
And, of course, I love the science fiction. I mean, it's just the thrill. I think it's the excitement and the thrills and the just the what ifs and things like that, the mysterious portion of it that I really, really love. Judy also still loves dancing, and she's able to do that through her music videos, as I mentioned, and promo videos for different artists. Doing a variety of projects for her is the spice of life, and it always excites her to get cast in a great role. By the same token, it is tedious submitting herself to online for projects, doing her self-tape auditions and going to auditions, but it is part of the job, as she says. And, of course, that is one of the hardest things, is to consistently up-brand yourself. And that's basically what it's a part of, is branding yourself when you're doing your audition tapes and, you know, submitting those things online. People don't realize, as an actress, yes, it is hard to, you know, it's work to audition and get the part and read the script, but it's work to keep up with the networking portion of it, to make sure,
yes, it certainly is.
I mean, it's an all day task, if not, you know. So I commend you on that, keeping up with that too as well. And we're going to get to those social media sites as well too, for people to be able to find out exactly where they can see some of your great works and be able to keep up with you, especially for when the International Freak Music video comes out too as well. And also, Judy is hoping that 2018 will be her best year yet, and I'm sure that it's going to be phenomenal as well. You know, and she also likes to keep busy working in the business, and it's a career that she loves. She has always dreamed of doing this. So this is something from day one you have been doing this. And I know that you said that you started when you were a little girl. What age exactly were you when you started doing stepping out into the acting?
Well, when I was 5 years old and first found out that it wasn't tiny little people on TV, but actually real people who were acting, I started imitating a lot of the commercials, and I would perform them for my parents and show them how I could memorize commercials and imitate the actors on TV. And then I had a tape recorder where I would act on the tape recorder and have my own what I called movies on it, and I would involve other kids in the neighborhood and give them lines to say. So I was making movies with my tape recorder, and then we would listen to them afterwards and be entertained by them. So I knew that's what I wanted to do. Then my mother enrolled me in dance classes, so I started taking ballet, tumbling, jazz, and tap. Did that for a while, then switched over to baton lessons and started entering teenage pageants, and then realized that I wanted to go back to dance. So at the age of 12, I went back into dancing, getting more training in tap and jazz, and then I even took modern dancing, funk dancing, creative dancing. I love doing all of it. So I kept up with that, but I knew that although I love dancing and I started doing musical theater as well, singing and dancing in theater, I knew that it was really acting for TV and film that I wanted to do. So after I did all that, I said, okay, I'm done with theater now. Now it's time for me to start auditioning for films. So I started off auditioning for student films, and as I got parts in those and started building up reels and started getting experience for my resume, then I applied to agents, had many different agents throughout my life, and then they would send me out for different parts. So pretty soon it started picking up where I was getting on some TV shows, some big independent films, different feature films that played in theaters, and a lot of good short films that played in film festivals. So after I started really getting into that, I knew that was definitely what I wanted to do.
Absolutely. And even though you knew that this is exactly what you wanted to do, have you experienced any hardship or any hard times or any times that you've actually wanted to, you know, throw in the towel?
Yeah, there are times like that. I mean, because the business is so up and down, there are times when you are so busy and getting a lot of parts, if you have the talent and looks for it, that is, that you'll experience those times, and you're happy and everything's great. But then for every actress and actor, things tend to slow down at different times, or maybe they're not casting your type, maybe projects aren't happening right in your area, and many different reasons, and things slow down, and then it can feel very depressing. That those are times when I start to feel very down and depressed, and I think about other jobs I've had, such as a legal assistant for law firms, making good money doing that and having security. I think about that, then I think about other jobs. For example, a company had wanted to hire me last year, and it sounded like a really good job, but they needed me in 5 days a week, and it just would have interfered with my career, so I had to turn it down. And then I think about that and say, you know, I could be having it so easy just going to a regular job every day. You know, it would make life so much less complicated. But then at the same time, I wouldn't have the excitement or the real realization of my dreams if I weren't doing what I wanted to do.
Right, absolutely. And I was getting ready to say it would almost make you a clone. And not saying that people that work 9 to 5 are clones. I'm saying that if you have a passion or if you have a dream and you're trying to fight to actually, you know, go after that dream, then you cannot allow, you know, yourself to become a clone due to the fact of comfortability. That's good. So in the process of all of that, and I appreciate you opening up and actually sharing that with us, because so many of us go through that and we don't share, you know, exactly why the fact that we go through it, whether if we're ashamed of it or, you know, it's just something that we just want to keep to ourselves because we're private. But in the process of saying all of that, Judy, what did you do or what do you do to bounce yourself back when you're getting in those areas and in those slump moments? What do you do to boost yourself?
Well, one thing I think is important to do is to keep other things in your life, too. Have friends, have loved ones, count your blessings, and go out and do things that give you a lot of pleasure. I have a certain place I like to go to in Santa Cruz where I meet friends there at least once a week, sometimes twice a week if my schedule is slow. It's a karaoke bar where I can go there and I can sing and we dance and we all have fun, and it just lifts my spirits because I say at least I'm enjoying my life and having a good time. And it seems like when I do that, I guess it picks up my vibration, and then all of a sudden I'll get a call from somebody I applied to a few weeks ago or even a director I've worked with before saying, I have a role for you. So it seems like the universe is telling me every time I feel that way, maybe it's time to quit. Maybe I don't want to do this anymore because I'm not feeling happy. All of a sudden I get offered a role, and it's like the universe is telling me, you know, don't quit. It's not over yet.
Right. Keep the fight going because I got you. Basically, God is telling you, hey, I got you. Don't worry about the small little things. I got it, and I'm working it out.
Right.
And to not stress. So the minute that you start to live and not stress and just be free, that's when it's like, okay, well, I have the door open, and I'm going to pass this to you. And that sounds great. That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Now, I want to quickly, real quick, get into where people can find you. I definitely want to make sure we put that out through there as well, too. I know that you're on Facebook, and I did see that you're on IMDb credits as well. But are you on Twitter and Instagram? Are you Snapchatting? What are you doing?
No, I am not on those, but I do have a YouTube channel, and I'm always loving it when I get new subscribers. So if people were to look me up, just Judy Serta. I don't have the exact letters in front of me right now, but Judy Serta on YouTube. I'm the only one on there, and I have numerous projects on there, different commercials I've done, different music videos, training videos. I've even got some clips from some TV shows I've done, feature films, short films, and even some singing performances with a band, because I've sung with a band a few times, and different modeling shoots too, where I've put together some songs with some of my modeling photos from various shoots. So people could look me up on YouTube and follow me there. I post all the work that I get, all the work I get copies of anyway goes on there.
Absolutely. And I do have that in front of me too as well, so I'll go ahead and give that out for you too as well.
Okay.
And you guys, first and foremost, I'm going to tell, like I always tell everybody, and my mother quotes me on this now too, which is so lovely to hear her say, not being big-headed, but when you establish a certain amount of credentials for yourself and you're establishing yourself in your career and you're serious, one good thing and one good way to find someone is to Google them. So you guys can first and foremost Google Judy Serta, and you'll be able to pull up actually everything and anything that she has done. She is definitely, once you pull up J-U-D-Y-C-E-R-D-A, which is Judy Serta, you're going to pull up her IMDb / Judy the Actress, and then you're going to pull up also on Google Judy Serta at the Actress, and then, of course, on her YouTube channel, that's YouTube /C/ Judy Serta. And then you have a modelmayhem.com.
Is that
a website?
Yes, that's a website, too, for modeling jobs because I also do lots of print modeling.
Okay. So you guys can also look at her print modeling as well. For those out there that are looking for print models, Judy is definitely available, and you can definitely contact her via Facebook as well. On her Facebook is Judy Serta, and you'll be able to look her up and find her on there, see all the great things that she is doing. And actually, I was looking at some of the voiceovers. Your voice is phenomenal when you're doing your voiceovers, because one of the voiceovers
you
did for a training, you're welcome, it was a training video. And I was like, I think I've clicked on this video before I knew it was you. Until I watched it today, I clicked on it. I know, and I was like, oh, my goodness. It just brought back that memory, you know, like when you've seen something, it was kind of like a deja vu. And I was like, oh, wait a minute, I know this voice. I was like, oh, okay, that was her? And so now I'm putting the face, you know, with who this person was that I was listening to during a training video, and I was like, oh, wow. So that just made me excited, just the, you know, the fact that this was actually for, it was some kind of training that I was doing. And I can't remember exactly at this particular time, but this isn't about me. But it was definitely something that it just took me aback to actually see that came back out, and it was you that I was actually listening to.
Oh, wow.
So it was just amazing to hear. Now, I know that you said that you were in California. I mean, were you born and raised in California?
Yes, I was born in Los Angeles, California, Santa Monica to be exact, and then my family moved up here to the Campbell area, Campbell, California, and I lived here till high school, and then after high school moved to Hollywood for a while, then for different reasons ended up coming back, and so I've been here since, but I have slowly but surely established my career here. I was working full-time for many years as a legal assistant, so then it was just occasional things I would do. I do an occasional film when it was filmed on a weekend or something here and there. Then I finally found a job that was part-time, which meant I had a day off during the week and I had more time available, plus a great boss who was supportive of my career and let me take time off when I needed to and switch days around. And then the last 2 years, since my boss retired from his legal practice, at the end of 2015, I've just been doing, like I said, brand ambassador work, acting, modeling, voiceovers, different things in the business. And it's really been great because I love being able to make my own schedule and I love the variety. Every week is different. I never know, am I going to do a commercial this week? Am I going to dance in a music video? Or am I going to have a brand ambassador job? Different things come up every week, and I love it when several things come up in a given week. But it just makes life more exciting. And I say this is more for me than just having a regular job that I go to every single day doing the same thing. I just couldn't see myself doing that.
Absolutely. And then, of course, when it comes down to doing, like, the training videos and the commercials and stuff, you're helping businesses and corporations out here, too, as well, that, you know, and even with the mod class that you got to play the acting for, the actors, the medical professionals. I remember when I was in medical school, we had a mod class, and it was in our parking lot, and we had some actresses and actors, and I never knew until you just mentioned it today that they probably could have been hired to come on board to, you know, we had a whole ER that was chaotic. And, you know, that was part of our, for us to graduate, you know, for us to learn more and to do, and it was really good. So you mentioned that you did a couple things like that where you did some mod things and you played like an, now were you playing the patient or were you playing an actual professional
I was playing in the last few that I did. I was playing a daughter to a father who was the patient, and he was the one who had the heart attack, and he was complaining to the doctors. They would have different medical interns come in to act as a doctor and to see how they would handle the situation, somebody being difficult and saying, "I hate hospitals. I don't want to stay here." And I was the daughter saying, "Dad, you have to listen to them. You have to stay here." So it worked really well because he was a good actor. And it reminded me of Robert De Niro, and he was very humorous in a way, so we made a good fit as a father and daughter.
Good.
I've done some like that, and then I did another real emotional one where I played a daughter to a woman who was dying of cancer, and we really had to cry and show the emotions for that, and that was for a whole video to show a doctor's how to deal with telling family members that somebody is dying and there's no more hope left for treatment. So that was a real emotional one that I did also for Stanford.
Yeah, I was going to say, how did you handle doing that?
Well, it really hit home with me because I have a mother I love very much, so it really putting myself into the part and into the character really hit home with me of how I would feel. And I do like the dramatic roles that show emotions because I think that it allows you to portray characters that other people can relate to, and I really like that.
Absolutely, yeah, that would be dear to my heart too as well. My mother is a cancer survivor herself and battling, of course, and going in and out of remission. But she's a fighter, a trooper. To look at her, you would never be able to tell anything. This woman is one of those baby boomers that are, those stubborn baby boomers that just they're not going to give up no matter what. So she's she doesn't want anybody to feel bad for her or anything like that. She would walk around, and try to help anyone, and you wouldn't be able to tell it. You wouldn't be able to tell it at all, but that would be something dear to my heart, too, as well, to do. And you're right about the emotions. To me, when the more emotional you can get within your role and metamorphing into that character, the more realistic to me it would look.
Yes, good. It definitely does.
That's good. So if you don't mind me asking, what are some challenges that you have faced in your acting, besides the fact of, going through the ups and downs of the dry seasons? What are some of the challenges that you have faced personally?
Well, I have found, and this isn't true of all directors, but there are some casting directors I have found who will only hire those who take their acting classes or pay for their director workshops, which I think is totally wrong, but it's out there a lot. I have heard this from other actors, too. You know, acting classes, if you want to take them and need your training, you should definitely take them and get your training, but you shouldn't have to take them from a specific director to be able to be seen for an audition. You should be judged on your talent, your looks, and what you can bring to the character. And I see a lot of that happening where some people are treating this as a money-making business, taking advantage of actors, and it really, really disturbs me because I have seen this happen just so many times where certain people are paying to take acting classes or director's workshops. And the casting director will call them in over and over, that group of people, and those of us who are not doing that are not called in.
Right.
So that's very challenging because you say, you know, I need to get into that audition and show the real director what I can do, but if you're not given the chance, that's very unfair. That's very challenging. And also, you know, they expect a lot out of actors these days with self-taping. If you're in a different area, or even sometimes if you're in the same area, rather than directors holding a casting session and calling you in, they want self-tapes. And even that can be challenging because you've got to find somebody to film you to make it really good. You've got to make sure you have the right lighting, and then you've got to come up with the character. Maybe you don't have another actor to read with you, which I never do. And you need to be able to portray the character, and it just takes away from the excitement of reading with another actor and going to that audition in person. And I feel
right.
like it's a lot is put on actors now. People don't realize this, but a lot of our time goes into just auditions now. A lot of our time goes into submitting. There are so many different casting sites to submit on that it can take hours of your day every day to be able to do this. If you don't do it every day, there's a chance you're going to miss something that you would have been right for.
Right, that's definitely true. And I'm glad that you mentioned those things, and thank you for sharing that, because those are facts, and those are things that we definitely do go through, and people don't realize it. And, you know, and there is so much out here that I'm actually putting together on February the 5th, a panel, and there's three of us actors and actresses, producers and writers that are coming on, and we're speaking on those things, what we put on a resume, you know, what should and should not go on a resume, the different, we're going to give out different tips on where they can find exactly where to audition, trying to stay away
mm-hmm.
from those directors that are forcing their way on you. You know,
yeah,
so we're basically
exactly.
going to talk about that, and we're putting together that. And for that reason, I think it's all the more that's needed, you know, out there. And I'm just trying to do my part out here as well as to make sure that, you know, because like you said, it's enough in a day to audition. It's enough in a week or in a month to audition and to prepare yourself. And the last thing you need is to go through all of that and the process, and you're being taken aback, you know, or taken advantage
yes.
of. And that's something that
exactly.
we try to
exactly. And a lot of actors are afraid to talk about that, I know.
Right.
A lot are really afraid to say anything online about that
name.
Or bring it up, but I'm more outspoken than that.
Right, exactly. I mean, I understand not being, you know, negative Nancy and being positive Patty, but at the same token, I want to be real. So I want to be, you know, that I don't want to just sugarcoat either. So I'm sorry, I have to be outspoken about it as well. So I get
yes,
that.
Yes, yes, I would like to see that improve and, you know, people to really take actors seriously, look at the auditions, look at the reels more too. I think more of that
right.
needs to be done. Look at the reels, see what they've done and how it could bring something to your project and judge them like that. That's the fair
yeah.
way to do it.
Definitely. So tell me your most thrilling activity.
My most thrilling activity? Well, there's lots of different films I've done and, as you know, music videos that I've loved. Let's see, I did a movie called Saint and Cemetery last year, which is a horror movie. That was really
Ooh.
Great. We filmed a couple of days in a cemetery, which may
Ooh.
Sound freaky to some people. Yeah, it
right.
was a real cemetery. Yeah, and I played a villain woman who was trying to bring people to her husband, who is now a zombie, who died and is in a dungeon, and I want to feed different people to the zombie. So this is real horror. And it
oh,
was a lot
good.
Of fun
That's
filming
good.
It. It's still being edited right now, but hopefully Saint and Cemetery will come out this year. And okay. there were some great scenes in it. It was a little, you know, weird being in a cemetery like that and being near a dungeon. But I think that the acting in it was good, and the director seemed to direct us well and did the different scenes and how to do them. So I was really thrilled with that. And then I did another movie, a sci-fi one called Vile Strength, which was a sequel to another movie I did a year and a half ago called Vile Speed. So I got to resume my role of Liz, who is this villain type of woman trying to gain power. And that was really great to film. I mean, we had a great cast, great crew. The director was fantastic. Everybody worked so well together. We did quite a bit of scenes for that. So that one is being edited to come out soon. Meanwhile, people can see Vile Speed on YouTube. That is where that is right now. But Vile Strength will be coming out soon. And it was really a thrill to work with that director and be in that movie again.
Awesome, awesome. So I'll definitely make sure I check out the, and I'm a YouTuber. I mean, I do, when I'm not a TV person all like that, but the days that I can catch my certain shows that I watch or, you know, things, I'm always on YouTube. So that's where you can pretty much find me,
okay.
you know, and I'll watch Lifetime movies that are, as well. Yeah, so I'm definitely going to check out the Vile Speed as well. And you said, so you were Liz in Vile Speed and you're going to be Liz in Vile Strength too as well, right?
Yes, yes, I'm resuming
okay.
the role.
Awesome. And then Satan's Cemetery, I can't wait to see who you're going to feed in that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there are a couple of trailers on my YouTube also for
awesome.
That.
So I'm going to definitely make sure I check that out. You guys make sure that you check out. Again, we have on the line with us actress Serta, Ms. Judy Serta on the line with me. And, again, I'll make sure that we give out your YouTube and your Facebook channel. I definitely want to make sure people do check that out. I've enjoyed so far today and yesterday what I've been able to see as far as on your YouTube channel. That was what I actually just got on that yesterday. And then, of course, on your you had just invited me to your acting on Facebook today, so I was quickly going through there, and that's when I ran across one of the infomercials. So I'm definitely going to make sure I get up to speed and check out some more of your great acting and what you've been doing, too,
oh,
as well.
Oh, thank you.
And then, oh, no problem. Thank you, of course. And make sure that I share it, too, as well. That's one of the good things that we can do for each other as brothers and sisters in the acting world is to share each other's work. We have to realize to stop trying to feel like we're intimidated by one another because what I can do, you can't do. What you can do, I can't do. But we
right,
can work together.
Exactly.
To put,
there's different
you know
types,
what I mean?
Different
yes.
parts. Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you. And we have to realize that, get that into our brains and help each other out. That's what
yes.
it's all about. And I'm about unity, so definitely I'll make sure that I continue to, you know, Judy, push you out there as far as I can on my end and make sure that the East Coast hears the West Coast as well. And
oh, thank
Judy's
you. That's very nice.
Now, I know that you're welcome, and I know that you are in California, but do you branch out and go and do any other acting outside of the West Coast, and are you thinking about doing it international as well?
I haven't yet, but if somebody has a good role for me and they're able to, you know, provide hotel, airfare, and pay for the project so that I'm able to do it, I would be more than happy to travel to another state and do a good movie there or a good TV show.
Absolutely, and I'm thinking myself too as well. I love the UK. It's one of my favorite places when it comes to acting, and I think it's the theological portion of it, or you know, the fact of more so they're into the, you know, the all the swords and the fighting and stuff like that over there, and I'm into that too as well, and vampires and stuff like that. So nevertheless,
oh,
I like that. So I know I want to get over there in UK so badly to act. So that's one of my dream passions too, as well as to not just be in the U.S. doing acting, but to become, just like the models do, become that international actress. You know, you don't hear too many out here that are doing that are crossing over like that, but I would love to hear more. You know, we have so many phenomenal you know, people out here that are working in the industry, and you never really hear about somebody saying, hey, you know, this person worked over in the UK, but they're from the US. And you can hear,
mm-hmm.
we hear about them coming over here, but we don't really hear about us going over there much, you know, or in China
mm-hmm.
or something to that nature. It's always something that I want to do too as well. Nevertheless, moving right along, another one of my great questions for you would be, besides, I know we talked about what attracted you to your career as far as for that, but as far as believing in your work and what you were doing, you know, once you got started and once you knew that this was what you wanted to do, there is still another step that has to happen. So how did you start believing in your own work and your talent?
Well, I had trained in acting classes for several years, and I had taken different workshops in Hollywood and in San Francisco when I moved back here after high school. And I started to get a lot of compliments from my acting teachers. I started to feel more confident in it, started to learn certain techniques, started to feel it more rather than just acting. I was really feeling it. So then as I got into different films and people were pleased with my performances, it just increased my confidence. And so now when I audition, I feel very confident about it. And when I do get cast in something, it's really a great feeling. I feel like there's no other place I'd rather be than here doing this role, doing this movie. And I enjoy it, and I just really put myself into it, put myself into the roles.
Absolutely. So on that note, in putting yourself into the roles, if you had a magic wand in your hand right now, what show would you do next?
Oh, there's so many. I really would love to be on crime drama shows, whether it's playing a detective or a victim. Those are really interesting. I like shows like Criminal Minds, Law and Order. There's the ION channel that has a lot of great shows. I don't even really watch TV that much, but when I do end up having that one on, I'm very intrigued by the shows. They're very interesting, even though sometimes they're gory, but then that must come from my love of horror movies. But when see them, I say, you know, those are shows I'd love to be on. Good serious roles, good dramatic roles.
Awesome, awesome. Now, if someone was going to make a movie of your life, especially with all the accomplishments that you've done thus far, who would you like to play you if you had the choice?
I'm not really sure. I guess I would have to say perhaps Katherine Heigl, because there are some similarities between herself and me, so maybe I'd say that would be someone who could do it well.
Okay, and I definitely get that. Now, what I want to do, I know I've been drilling you and keeping you on the hot seat as well, and I appreciate you, Judy, just answering all the great questions that we have out here
that
problem. I know a lot of people want to hear. I'm going to take a quick commercial break just to give you a second to be able to get, you know, wet your whistle as well as me, and we'll be right back after this short commercial break.
Okay, thank you.
You guys, I am joined today on this SOL, sharing love and giving great experiences and our perspective on cast and production. Today with the Soul Family, we are joined with Miss Judy Serta, and she is a great actress out of California and definitely has been giving us some great insight as to what's been going on in her life, all the great things that she's been doing, working with people like the Egyptian Lover and working with great and being a great brand ambassador. I almost got tongue-tied right there real quickly, doing music videos and filmings and doing just some great phenomenal work and definitely sharing her experience as well. Judy, on my next question for you, and I thank you for, again, like I said, answering all the great questions that we do have out here. Describe yourself in one single line.
Organized. I'm a very organized person. I think that I multitask very well. For example, while I'm checking casting sites on my computer, I'm doing laundry at the same time, and in between checking sites sometimes to give my wrist a rest, I'm doing cleaning, I'm dusting, I'm doing different things. So I think that I'm very organized with my days. I like to get a lot done in a day. I'm very productive. Every day I have a list of things I want to accomplish and get done. Yeah, so I've always been a very organized person.
And on that note of definitely speaking on the fact of, you know, what makes you a great actress and describing yourself, could you give out a tip out there to us fellow actors and actresses or the ones that want to get started position or the seasoned ones? Could you give us a great tip out here for us?
I think the important thing is to speak very clearly and project, and I don't mean project as in shout as though you're shouting to an audience on stage when you're on film, but make sure that you speak up enough so you can be heard, because I've noticed on some sets the cameraman and the sound person have always told me, you know, I can hear you clearly, but then they'll say to the other person, but I'm having trouble hearing you, you're almost whispering, I need to hear you speak up. And I notice a lot have taken certain acting classes that have told them to do this for some some reason. I don't know why. And a lot of actors are almost afraid to speak up. But you have to realize, even on camera, you have to be heard. You have to enunciate so that you can be understood and keep your volume where the sound person needs it.
Definitely. And I think that that goes in taking it back that you don't have to be a singer to do vocal lessons and to practice the different, you know, ranges for your mouth and your vocal cords. But I think that that's important in acting, too, as well, because of the different roles, you know, and the different scenes or that you might take on. And I think that it takes that. How important do you think? Do you think that that's something that, you know, could be utilized well, you know, as well for us in the acting field more so, you know, as far as, like, treating us almost like we're singers, you know, in a way when it comes to the exercises that we should do?
Yeah, I don't know of any specific exercises. Just remembering that you want to be heard. Think of it this way. If you're having a disagreement with somebody and you want them to listen to you, you tend to speak up and raise your voice because you want to be heard. Well, it's the same with acting. When you're acting on camera, you want the other character to hear you. You want the sound person to hear you, and you want to be able to reach the audience. So just think about it, that I want people to hear me. I want them to understand what I'm saying, and that should help you lift your volume a bit if your volume is too low.
Okay, definitely, and thank you. And then for someone like me, because when I get excited, I get to speaking very fast, really, really fast. And sometimes, you know, in speaking fast, your words can tumble over each other. So especially in some roles that you're taking, you get so excited, and you might have that exciting or passionate role, and it causes you to get excited. And in excitement, I always speak fast. So what could you do to someone like myself that gets so excited and passionate and, of course, showing all that great passion but needs to slow down? How do we, you know, tap into that portion in the process of still keeping that you know, what they need?
Yeah, I have actually done that, too, at auditions where I've been so proud of myself for having it memorized and following the teleprompter so well that I've tended to speed up a bit sometimes. A few times I've been told, okay, slow down just a little bit, because you're so excited with the role or getting into it that the words are coming out so fast. I would just say pace yourself. Remember that you don't want to talk so fast that you lose your listeners. You want your listeners to understand you and feel the excitement, too, that your character is feeling.
Yes, definitely. Thank you. Because, as well, even in doing the SOL talk show, sometimes I'll look down on my messenger, and my mom's like, slow down, and I'm just going. You know, we be in our moments and having a good time, and then I'll look back, and she's like, slow down. And see, because I cannot hear myself on the other end, and, you know, and as far as the recepting side, I can only hear what I'm speaking out, you know, into this portion. So I don't hear everything that someone else hears on their end. And she's like, slow down. And I'm like, really? I was speaking that fast, huh? I didn't realize it, you know?
Sometimes it can happen.
Got to take them breaths. Got to remember to take those breaths. Thank you for that. So definitely, what's next for you? I know that you got the Satan Cemetery coming out and the Vile Strength and of course, the Brand Ambassador, and you just did the music video with Egyptian Lover. But what's next for you?
I have a voiceover job coming up soon, and this is for an old-fashioned radio type of show. It's a murder mystery play on a radio station, so I've been cast in that, which I think will be exciting. I used to do murder mystery plays, live performances for companies a few years ago, so it'll be nice to do it on the radio, and I have that coming up. Plus, I have another director I've worked with on several action films who tells me he's going to be doing another action film in February and going to cast me in it. I don't know what my role is yet, but he always comes up with a good role for me. So I always look forward to working with him, and his films tend to make it in a lot of film festivals, too, in New York and L.A. and different places. So that's always exciting.
Absolutely. So we're definitely going to make sure that we look for you and those actual projects, too, as well. I would definitely like to hear the radio skits that you guys are going to do, too, as well. That sounds very interesting. So you guys remember that you can continue to follow Judy Cerda, too, as well, via Facebook. Judy Cerda, that's C-E-R-D-A as her last name, Judy is just as well as Judy, J-U-D-Y. Also on modelmayhem.com, you can look at some of her print modeling as well. And like I said, Google her. IMDb as well. She definitely has great things on IMDb. You definitely want to make sure that you guys are on her YouTube channel, so make sure that you guys go to her YouTube channel now. While you're listening to us right now, go to her YouTube channel and listen in. Click on there. Subscribe. Don't just watch the videos, you guys. We love you, and we thank you for it, and I'm not trying to give direction, but this is just to help you out as well as us. Don't just look at them, but actually subscribe, actually press like, actually share, you know, tell someone. Those are the things that count for us, too, as well as far as support, and we appreciate all of the support and all of the listeners as well, and everyone that has joined us tonight. I do want to give the floor real quickly before I go into my spill, too, as well. But I want to give the floor, if there's anyone out there that would like to speak to Judy or have a question for her or myself, you can press 1, and I definitely will chime you in. Other than that, before, if you don't press 1, I'm going to say at this, I want to take time out at this particular time to wish a happy birthday to my Uncle Curtis Wright, who is in heaven, rest his soul. Also, today is his birthday, and he's been gone since 1987. This is my mom's brother, and this is a day that's always remembered. You know, he was a veteran as well, so definitely we salute him and we give all hats out to him. I know today is Martin Luther King's birthday as well, and there is so many great actors and actresses and famous people out here, as well as other people out here, that birthday is today, January the 15th. So happy birthday to you all. Again, happy birthday to the whole month of January as well, and all the babies in the world for January. We are having a fundraiser as well for us. You're welcome. Yeah, because your birthday's in January, isn't it?
Yes, it's New Year's Day.
That's right, right, exactly. I was going to say, I just seen that you had a birthday not too long ago that came up when you befriended me. So happy belated birthday to you as well. And if you're like me, you're celebrating all month. So
thank you.
I'm a May baby. I celebrate all month. So we're having a fundraiser as well. Mine's May 4th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm a Taurus. So and my ex-husband was a January baby. He was in your month too as well.
Oh.
Nevertheless, moving along. We don't want to go down that road. We can talk all day about that and give a whole book. But we're having a fundraiser for our Too Real For You soap opera series, which is a TV series, a pilot that will be potentially the second week of May or July. Help us by bringing this series to the OWN TV network today. We were selected to send in a 60-minute pilot of our series called Too Real For You. So we need sponsors, donations, and today we're looking for anybody that's just willing to help be a blessing and bring this actual production to the forefront. Watch the videos that are on YouTube as well. We have a promotional DVD on YouTube that you can watch me and my acting as well and see what I'm about. I get to play a person that has mental illness. And not only does she have mental illness, but she's been hurt. So she has mental illness, and she's out for revenge. So you want to definitely watch her, too, as well. She's a piece of work. But nevertheless, watch those videos. You can see us as well. You can donate by visiting youcaring.com/TooRealForYou soap opera series to learn more about these inspirational dramas. Or you can basically go to our website, www.tooRealForYou.org. And if you are a female or a male, dog, a cat, or a tree, we are casting for extras in our TV series. So you can contact Evangelist Weaver at blesshandsforyou@gmail.com and send a small bio along with a headshot with the last remarks, I am actress TC. Peace and blessings to you all. I thank you again once again. Remember, helping you helps us. And Queen Actress Judy, I'm going to give you the floor to take us out. I do have one acting tip that I would like to leave us with, too, as well. I appreciate the acting tip that all the acting tips. You didn't just give us one. You gave us a pleasure through your stories as well and your journey. But I do want to tell everybody again, remember that you are an entrepreneur with a product to sell. You're selling you, your face, your body, your voice, your acting, your skills, your singing, etc. So remember, in selling yourself, don't sell yourself short, sell yourself tall. This may seem dark and dreary, I know, but it's actually a good thing. Why? Because you realize that it's not personal. It's business. So remember to, if you're going to sell your business and you are your business, you need to be at your best. Like Judy said, slow down in your words. Remember to speak, pronunciate, enunciate, remember to be always on time. Remember to, you know, do what you need to do. Never give up. Keep the faith and keep a positive attitude. That's what I have for us today. But, Judy, I'm going to give you the floor and allow you to close us out.
Okay, well, thank you for listening. I really enjoy being on the show. Thank you so much, Teresa. I really enjoyed talking with you and answering questions. The hour just went by so quickly. I was having so much fun. Yeah. But anyway, anybody that does want to subscribe to my YouTube channel, that would be great to have you on there. If you don't like horror movies, there's also sci-fi, there's also comedy videos. So there's something on there for everybody if you enjoy watching YouTube videos.
Absolutely. And remember, oh, you guys, please, please go to her Facebook page, check out the little things that she's been doing on there. She got some pictures about that Egyptian love with the Egyptian lover, the international freak. She has plenty of pictures on there showing exactly what was going on, some things behind the scenes. So you guys go on her Facebook channel to check her out, see what she was talking about. I'm going to watch when I get off the phone with you. I'm going to get my daughter situated, and I am going to the YouTube channel so that I can go ahead and watch. What was the name of my show? Hold on, I got it in red. I'm going to find it real quickly here. Yes, via Vile Speed. I'm going to go watch Vile Speed. You guys check that out, too, as well, with Judy Serta in it. And remember that she has Satan Cemetery and Vile Strength, you guys, that are coming out, and she's playing the role Liz. So remember to look for her. If you're going to go watch Vile Speed, you want to look for Liz and make sure that you guys follow her. Again, please follow, like, share. I can never and subscribe. I can never, you know, say that enough. So definitely, again, Judy, thank you so much for sitting down with me and taking out of your busy schedule. I would love to open the door to have you back on. I always make a chance for people to come on, and if they want to co-host as well, I'm always willing to sit in the back. I do like to talk. Yes, we do know that. But what actress does not? But definitely,
yes.
I would love for you to come on. I always open the floor for anyone that has, you know, great topics to talk about. So just hit me up via Facebook or one of my social media sites. I'm always available and always willing to have a listening ear as well. If there's anything that I can help anyone with, just holler at me. I'm your girl. I'm definitely trying to see what I can do. Other than that, again, Judy Serta is who I had on the line with me tonight, Miss Actress Judy Serta. We love you, and I will definitely be checking you out even more.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. It was great talking to you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Every